Canto 5. This knowledge first he had of time-born men, admitted through a curtain a bright mind that hangs between our thought and absolute sight. He found the occult cave, the mystic door, near to the well of vision in the soul, and entered where the wings of glory brood, in the sunlit space where all is forever known. There, in a hidden chamber, closed and mute, are kept the record graphs of the cosmic scribe, and there the tables of the sacred law. There is the Book of Beings index page. The text and glossary of the Vedic truth are there. The rhythms and meters of the stars, significant of the movements of our fate. The symbol powers of number and of form, and the secret code of the history of the world and nature's correspondence with the soul are written in the mystic heart of life. In the glow of the spirit's room of memories, he could recover the luminous marginal notes, dotting with light the crabbed, ambiguous scroll, rescue the preamble and the saving clause of the dark agreement by which all is ruled that rises from material nature's sleep to clothe the everlasting in new shapes. He could reread now and interpret new its strange symbol letters, scattered abstruse signs, resolve its oracle and its paradox, its riddling phrases and its blindfold terms, the deep oxymoron of its truth repliques, and recognize as a just necessity its hard conditions for the mighty work, nature's impossible, Herculean toil, only her warlock wisecraft could enforce, its law of opposition of the gods, its list of inseparable contraries. Once more was heard in the still cosmic mind the eternal's promise to his laboring force, inducing the world passion to begin, the cry of birth into mortality, and the opening verse of the tragedy of time. Out of the depths the world's buried secret rose, he read the original ukas kept back in the locked archives of the spirit's crypt, and saw the signature and fiery seal of wisdom on the dim powers hooded work who builds in ignorance the steps of light. A sleeping deity opened deathless eyes. He saw the unshaped thought in soulless forms, new matter pregnant with spiritual sense. Mind dare the study of the unknowable, life its gestation of the golden child. In the light flooding thought's blank vacancy, interpreting the universe by soul signs, he read from within the text of the without. The riddle grew plain and lost its catch obscure. A larger luster lit the mighty page. A purpose mingled with the whims of time. A meaning met the stumbling pace of chance, and fate revealed a chain of seeing will. A conscious wideness filled the old dumb space. In the void he saw a throne, the omniscience supreme. A will, a hope immense now seized his heart, and to discern the superhuman's form, he trained his eyes to unseen spiritual heights, aspiring to bring down a greater world. The glory he had glimpsed must be his home. A brighter, heavenlier sun must soon illume this dark room with its dark internal stare. The infant soul in its small nursery school, mid objects meant for a lesson hardly learned, outgrow its early grammar of intellect and its imitation of earth nature's art, its earthly dialect to God language change in living symbols. Study reality and learn the logic of the infinite. The ideal must be nature's common truth, the body illumined with the indwelling God, the heart and mind feel one with all that is. A conscious soul live in a conscious world. Here chaos sorts itself into a whirl, a brief formation drifting in the void, apings of knowledge, unfinished arcs of power, flaming of beauty into earthly shapes, love's broken reflexes of unity swim, fragment mirrorings of a floating sun, a packed assemblage of crude tentative lives are pieced into a tessellated whole. There is no perfect answer to our hopes. There are blind, voiceless doors that have no key. Thought climbs in vain and brings a borrowed light, cheated by counterfeits sold to us in life's mart. Our hearts clutch at a forfeited heavenly bliss. There is provender for the mind's satiety. There are thrills of the flesh, but not the soul's desire. Here even the highest rapture time can give is a mimicry of ungrasped beatitudes, a mutilated statue of ecstasy, a wounded happiness that cannot live, a brief felicity of mind or sense thrown by the world power to our body slave, or a simulacrum of enforced delight in the seraglios of ignorance. He saw the doubtfulness of all things here, the incertitude of man's proud, confident thought, the transience of the achievements of his force. A thinking being in an unthinking world, an island in the sea of the unknown. He is a smallness trying to be great, an animal with some instincts of a god, his life a story too common to be told, his deeds a number summing up to naught, his consciousness a torch lit to be quenched, his hope a star above a cradle and grave, and yet a greater destiny may be his, for the eternal spirit is his truth. He can recreate himself and all around, and fashion new the world in which he lives. He, ignorant, is the knower beyond time. He is the self above nature, above faith. his soul retired from all that he had done. Hushed was the futile din of human toil. Forsaken wheeled the circle of the days. In distance sank the crowded tramp of life. The silence was his sole companion left. Impassive, he lived immune from earthly hopes, a figure in the ineffable witness shrine, pacing the vast cathedral of his thoughts under its arches dim with infinity and heavenward brooding of invisible wings. A universal light was in his eyes. A golden influx flowed through heart and brain. A force came down into his mortal limbs, a current from eternal seas of bliss. He felt the invasion and the nameless joy, aware of his occult, omnipotent source. Allured by the omniscient ecstasy, a living center of the illimitable, widened to equate with the world's circumference, he turned to his immense spiritual faith. Abandoned on a canvas of torn air, a picture lost in far and fading streaks, the earth nature's summit sank below his feet. He climbed to meet the infinite more above. The immobile ocean's silence saw him pass, an arrow leaping through eternity, suddenly shot from the tense bow of time. A ray returning to its parent sun, opponent of that glory of escape, the black inconscience swung its dragon tail, lashing a slumberous infinite by its force into the deep obscurities of form. Death lay beneath him like a gate of sleep, one pointed to the immaculate delight, questing for God as for a splendid prey. He mounted, burning like a cone of fire. To a few is given that godlike, rare release. One among many thousands, never touched, engrossed in the external world's design, is chosen by a secret witness eye, and driven by a pointing hand of light across his soul's unmapped immensitudes. In the hushed precincts of a vaster plan, he treads the vestibules of the unseen, or listens, following a bodiless guide, to a lonely cry in boundless vacancy. All the deep cosmic murmur falling still, he lives in the hush before the world was born. His soul left naked to the timeless one. Far from compulsion of created things, thought and its shadowy idols disappear. The molds of form and person are undone. The ineffable wideness knows him for its own. A lone forerunner of the Godward earth, among the symbols of yet unshaped things, watched by closed eyes, mute faces of the unborn, he journeys to meet the incommunicable, hearing the echo of his single steps in the eternal courts of solitude. A nameless marvel fills the motionless hours. His spirit mingles with eternity's heart and bears the silence of the infinite. In a divine retreat from mortal thought, in a prodigious gesture of soul sight, his being towered into pathless heights, naked of its vesture of humanity. As thus it rose to meet him bare and pure, a strong descent leaped down. A might, a flame, a beauty half visible with deathless eyes, a violent ecstasy, a sweetness dire, enveloped him with his stupendous limbs and penetrated nerve and heart and brain that thrilled and fainted with the epiphany. His nature shuddered in the unknown's grasp. In a moment shorter than death, longer than time, by a power more ruthless than love, happier than heaven, taken sovereignly into eternal arms, hailed and coerced by a stark absolute bliss, in a whirlwind circuit of delight and force, hurried into unimaginable depths, upborne into immeasurable heights. It was torn out from its mortality and underwent a new and bornless change. An omniscient knowing without sight or thought, an indecipherable omnipotence, a mystic form that could contain the worlds, yet make one human breast its passionate shrine, drew him out of his seeking loneliness into the magnitudes of God's embrace. As when a timeless eye annuls the hours, abolishing the agent and the act, so now his spirit shone out wide, blank, pure. His wakened mind became an empty slate on which the universal and soul could write. Illusion lost her aggrandizing lens, as from her failing hand the measures fell. Atomic looked the things that loomed so large. The little Lego's ring could join no more in the enormous spaces of the self. The body now seemed only a wandering shell. His mind, the many-frescoed outer court of an imperishable inhabitant. His spirit breathed a superhuman air. The imprisoned deity rent its magic fence as with a sound of thunder and of seas. Vast barriers crashed around the huge escape. The dire velamen and the bottomless crypt between which life and thought forever move, forbidden still to cross the dim dread bounds, the guardian darknesses, mute and formidable, empowered to circumscribe the wingless spirit in the boundaries of mind and ignorance, protecting no more a dual eternity, vanished, rescinding their enormous role. Once figure of creation's vain ellipse, the expanding zero lost its giant curve. The old adamantine veto stood no more. Overpowered were earth and nature's obsolete rule. The python coils of the restricting law could not restrain the swift arisen God. Abolished were the scripts of destiny. There was no small, death-hunted creature more, no fragile form of being to preserve from an all-swallowing immensity. The great hammer beats of a pent-up world heart burst open the narrow dams that keep us safe against the forces of the universe. The soul and cosmos faced as equal powers, a boundless being in a measureless time, invaded nature with the infinite. He saw unpathed, unwalled, his titan scope.